Welcome. We're here with Stuart Luderman from Brothers Processing. Welcome, Stuart.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So Stuart is with, he's the founder and CEO of Brothers Processing. Stuart, why don't you tell us a bit about Brothers Processing?
Well, for sure, Brother Processing just had its 10-year anniversary.
And congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. Look at that. I didn't know.
Thank you. And it began when I worked at a big corporate company in the industry, learned the industry, and realized, why aren't I doing this for myself? And so forth. So Brother Processing was founded with my brother as well at the time, and hence our name, Brother Processing. But the name Brother Processing also came with our family-oriented sort of mentality type of thing with our clients. And really what we strive for is, we're not going to come in the door and say, oh, we have the best rate, we have the best fees, which every other Harry, Dick, and Tom focus on. What we focus on, especially in this new niche that we have found, is, you know, what's important is we find a solution that they don't have to look over their shoulder for and worry that an account's going to be shut down and so forth, as that happens every day with, Stripe, PayPal, Square, and, all those third-party vendors and so forth.
Yeah, that's been a big problem in this industry. So later you can expand on that.
Yeah, well, we really try to educate our clients and consult with them. And that's what the discussions are about. They're not about pricing. They're about how to make sure that you have a solution to accept payments that has longevity to, to say the most.
So how did you end up in the cannabis industry? You said that, you said, why am I not doing this for myself? Maybe walk us through that a little bit.
Well, definitely getting into the cannabis industry is only about 2.5 years now that I've been focusing on this niche. And honestly, the real story behind it is, I had sold a house, I had made some money, and I said, okay, I'm going to put this into some stocks. And then all of a sudden, people started talking to me about the marijuana stocks, and that was, pre-legalization. And so next thing you know, I'm doing a lot of research. I'm, investing into some of the big names like Canopy Growth and Aurora and Afria and so forth. So once we're able to hear exactly that there's a niche here that sort of needs some attention because of the stigma of this of the industry in cannabis, and with most of the banks not wanting to deal with it, even if it is an illegal setting type of thing. So, we got into this because we saw that there was a need and that we were able to help people, but not just with payments. So the bigger picture, which, I can talk about a little bit after, is helping these people in any way, shape, or form we can. Whether that's finding them a marketer, whether that's liking a Google review, whether it's liking their Facebook page, whatever it is that we can do to think outside of the box to bring value to the table, because we're not here to just sign up these clients, thank you very much, and never speak to you again. I've actually are in touch with my clients at least once a quarter type of thing. And the biggest and most rewarding part of this niche is, A, the people really appreciate the service and the information. And I joke about it, but I've gotten so many gifts from different dispensaries and different CBD companies because they were just so happy that I was able to find them a solution to accept payments and they didn't have to look over their shoulder.
Yeah. And we hear that all the time as well. So that's great. So tell me, what choices do cannabis dispensaries have when it comes to accepting non-cash payments?
Well, we're going to have to divide that up because we work on both sides of the border in Canada.
That's fine.
And yep. the U.S. In Canada, anybody who is a licensed retail dispensary or an LP, they're able to go with your typical tier one type of bank, like a Moneris or a, Elavon or First Data. And they really won't have much issues, except they get, stemmed out for a $500 high risk fee. And the underwriting process just takes a little bit longer. But as long as they have their license and everything's in order, then most of the major banks will go near them. But there's definitely a few. I believe TD is one. I believe Desjardins is another. That even though it's fully legal and everything like that, they don't want to go near the business because of the stigma of the industry, which they obviously think that will affect their current clients. So that being said, in Canada, we're able to help anybody with that, and they do have more choices. And then we work also with dispensaries that are in the First Nations. And that's really been a big market for us. And I guess you can call it the gray area, but really in the reserves, they have their own rules and their own laws and so forth. And they don't have people knocking on their doors. So we have an Interact solution in Canada, which we have the ability to give these services to these dispensaries in the reserves, as long as they have a legitimate business. And a legitimate bank account. So that's proven to help a lot of these dispensaries, A, to get rid of their issue of cash, and B, the cherry on top is now all of a sudden people are spending more money because they're not just counting on the cash they have in their pocket or the cash they get out of an ATM. And, once they have their debit card, I have that money in my account, so I'll spend a little bit more. So we've definitely noticed this is an average. I mean, we've seen it as high as 300% throughout COVID, but the average of people who start using our Interact solution, sales increased by 25%. But I'll give you just a quick example of a year ago, a dispensary chain in BC went from 2 locations in the past year to 9 locations. So, the growth is there and the need for the payment is there, especially when, you just can't deal with Visa and MasterCard. And the big plus about all this is even in regular retail license that can get a regular merchant account with Visa and MasterCard, 85% of their volume, as we've studied their statements and see what type of cards are using, is Interact. And one of the main reasons for that is confidentiality to the transaction. And people, might not want, if they share a credit card, a husband and wife, to see, they bought $300 of marijuana and then they see it on the credit card and so forth, where with an Interact transaction, it doesn't appear like that. And the last thing I'll mention to that, it's the American government, when we did go legal, instilled a fear into Canadians that, if they feel that they're coming into the United States with marijuana or with the intention to sell or anything like that, they have the ability to subpoena their credit card statements, but not their bank statements. Now, I don't know what that was. That was over 2 years ago that was done. But like I said, meanwhile, Interact seems to be the payment of choice. Obviously, you go into a clothing store and it's going to be the complete opposite. They're going to have 80 or 85% Visa and MasterCard and maybe, 15 or 20% Interact. And in Canada as well, when it comes to CBD merchants or cannabis related merchants, whether that be paraphernalia, with the bongs or any of that type of stuff, we work with the only bank in Canada that will board that type of stuff online. and it's been a great solution. Obviously, we're not the only one that works with that bank, but we've been working with them for about 2.5 years. We were one of the first ISOs or resellers for that bank. And today, the plus is I know what these underwriters are looking for when we're submitting applications. So we do get a lot of inquiries of people, like I said, who have been shut down by Shopify, PayPal, or Square, and they didn't know any better. And, next thing you know, we get them an account and they're able to process and their business is saved. They have an online company that you need to accept credit cards. So we're able to do it in most situations and so forth. And in the, I'll skip very quickly right to the United States, for dispensaries who are licensed, we don't have any real solution for anybody in First Nations in the U.S. right now, but we work with the, licensed dispensaries across the United States. And right now we work with a solution which is called a cashless ATM. And it basically works like an ATM, but instead of the money being withdrawn from a machine, the debit card that's being used for the transaction, the money's actually through a terminal going into the merchant's bank account. So we're helping them with the cash issue. They do not pay anything for that transaction. It acts like an ATM transaction. So the client is the one that pays that $3 surcharge, for example. But of course, there are choices in those situations where I've had merchants say, well, can I pay a dollar of that $3? Because I don't want my clients to spend three. I only want them to spend two. Or some merchants are, well, can we charge $4 and can I make a dollar? So we've seen both sides of it. And it's the same thing in the U.S., except in the U.S., we work with about 5 or 6 different banks that focus on cannabis related. And then there's 3 banks that focus on CBD. So that's where we stand as far as the choices they have. And they're only going to become more and more. But I can tell you a year ago, we didn't have all these choices and things weren't as smooth and people were just driving themselves nuts. And
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. And we're hearing the same thing. So thanks for that. So tell me, Stuart, what are your plans for the future as it relates to Brothers Processing?
I took on a new venture recently where I took on some partners who have been in the industry as well for a while. But when they heard the niche that I was focusing on, like, we seem to know a lot of people and seem to have contacts. And we basically teamed up with the venture of focusing on this cannabis industry. And today, I mean, if you Google, Canada credit card processing for cannabis, we have a very good presence on Google right away. So we're trying to create a footprint in the cannabis industry on both sides of the border. And we're starting now. And I believe it's still the beginning and it's still fresh for everything. And in 5 years, we want to be that company that has anything to do with cannabis merchants or dispensaries or CBD or the paraphernalia, whatever it is, or the vape or all that stuff, that we're the company to come see, because maybe at that point, yes, we won't treat startups different than we do someone doing, $100,000 a month. And that we will bring a lot of other added values to the table, which we can definitely talk about next time. But we don't want to just be someone who provides payments for these businesses. We want to provide other tools and solutions and little things, like I was talking about, doing a Google review or liking a Facebook page. We want to do all these things to help these merchants, because at the end of the day, our motto is, and it's really not to sound corny, but their success is my success. So obviously we have our best interest in mind to make sure that our clients are happy And if they run into any challenges, that we have solutions for them as well.
Yeah, and I concur with that. And I think that's why we're here, is we're here to elevate the knowledge of everyone in the industry and hopefully make everything easier for people to operate in this ever-changing and very, interesting business as it stands right now. Stuart from Brothers Processing, thank you so much for being on the show today, and really appreciate your time. And hopefully, we'll talk again soon.
My pleasure. It was a pleasure to get a chance to talk about this type of stuff, because we just have to keep helping each other, and we're all fighting the same battle. So,
thanks, Stuart. Stuart Ludeman from Brothers Processing. Thanks very much.